Welcome to Things I Wish I Knew, the podcast from Thinking Faith, a work of the Jesuits in Britain. I'm Julia, I'm in my early 30s, and I live in a Jesuit young adult community. So we all live hectic lives and often don't get time to reflect on what's happening both to us and around us. So this podcast is meant to help you to take a moment to stop and think about where you are, where you're going, and where your relationship with God fits into it all. Every week I'll meet a new guest who tells me about something they experienced which changed their lives forever. And by talking about the things they wished they'd known at the time, we'll explore the idea that God is in all things. And we'll talk about the part that faith plays in navigating life's challenges. So today I'm speaking to Rebecca, who works for Jesuit Mission. She's one of the co-hosts of their podcast called Jesuit Missions. And Rebecca talks about the things she wished she knew before she went to university. And she has this really open conversation about her experiences and some of the challenges she faced as well as some of the joys. Talking to Rebecca reminded me of my own experiences and what were the challenges and what were the joys. But it's also really good because Rebecca offers advice to those who've not been to university before. So Rebecca, tell me about yourself.
So I'm Rebecca. I work for Jesuit Missions doing advocacy and campaign, and I have my own personal blog called Real Life Rebs, where I talk about social justice issues.
And you're a presenter of a podcast yourself, aren't you?
I am. I co-host the Jesuit Missions podcast with my colleague Adam.
Today we're talking about your experience of things you wish you knew before you went to university. Where did you go to university and what did you study?
So I went to the University of Birmingham to initially study English literature and philosophy, but later switched to just philosophy. So I have a philosophy degree and I went straight to university out of school.
And what made you decide to go straight to university?
So I lived in a small town between the forest and the beach on the south coast. And I think by the time I'd finished, well, I was getting towards finishing my A-levels, I was ready for a change. Like I felt I was ready to move out, go somewhere a bit different. And when I was weighing up universities, I really didn't necessarily know what I wanted. So I did drag my parents around a lot of universities to try and figure it out, and eventually landed on Birmingham, which is the complete opposite to where I grew up.
See, I remember what feels like a long time ago now, doing that whole dragging my parents around. And I think the big decision for me was whether I wanted to go to a campus university or a town university. And I think I got to the conclusion that I wanted to go to a campus university, but close enough to a town that like I could escape from the university and be part of normal life and not just the university bubble. So how did you feel when you arrived at Birmingham?
I feel like I was a naive 18-year-old who was ready for an adventure. I was very nervous. Like, I do think that sometimes we can forget like how like challenging it can be to move to a completely new place. I didn't know anyone at my university beforehand. When I got there, I did discover that some people already knew each other, which I found a little bit difficult. And yeah, I didn't have any relatives nearby. It was about 3-4 hours away from my family and it was completely different. So I think I arrived sort of a little bit like overwhelmed, but excited, but also incredibly nervous, but also kind of ready for the change. It was some sort of weird combination. And sort of once you kind of got past the initial sort of stage with people that you met, you kind of then heard how everyone else found it, and it was so mixed. I think, be honest, a lot of people masked the feelings of homesickness by going out and drinking a lot in the first 2 weeks.
I was about to say I did, but I meant I masked the feelings of homesickness. I didn't let on, not by drinking. I did it in other ways of like making friends, which was going to be my next question. So I guess when you arrived at Birmingham, you were starting your new life, starting again, didn't know anyone. Did you make lots of friends when you got there?
Yeah, so I was very proactive. I'm a very organized person, think ahead of lot. And so I had like been on the website before, looked at all the societies, sort of picked out what I was interested in. And part of that was joining the Christian Union. So before I went to university, I had already contacted the CU, which is short for Christian Union, already contacted the CU, found out what activities they were doing. I'd also been to Soul Survivor the summer before and they'd had a university meetup. So I'd actually met a few people before going, which was really helpful because one of the girls was in the accommodation opposite to me. And yeah, so I very much sort of had an idea in mind of what I was going to be doing sort of my first 2 weeks. I'd already spoken to my flatmate. I think when we did arrive in the flat, you have that initial kind of sorting out cupboards, trying to get to know each other. It's always a bit awkward. I think it's never going to be quite smooth sailing, and often, yeah, it is like that. And I think we did discover quite quickly in my flat that we were all very different. We all had very different interests, different courses, and just different lifestyles, I think. So that was something I sort of had to get used to.
I was just thinking about the top tip I was given at going to university, or I read everywhere, was to leave your door open.
Yes.
And to have like a door wedge to leave it open. What they didn't account for was that nowadays most of those bedroom doors are fire doors.
Yes.
So you're not really meant to leave them open.
No, you're not. I mean, I think it did help, but I wasn't like on a massive corridor with loads of people. It was a flat of six, I think. Did leave it open, but also there were other social spaces as well.
So what would be your practical top tip for anyone who was starting university?
I think just not having too many expectations, and sort of, I think there's a lot of ideas out there, like you're going to meet your best friend on your first day, or you're going to immediately get on with your flatmates and you're going to have the absolute best time. I think university is a lot more challenging than I think sometimes we think. Some of my closest friends I met in my third or fourth year, not necessarily in my first year. And I also think friends are for different seasons. Like sometimes the people you meet in your freshest week might be those initial friends that help you get through the beginning bit, but they might not be your friends that you keep in contact with afterwards.
That is so true. And that's one of the challenges of social media in this day and age.
Yeah.
Because we have this expectation that we will or friend, or will follow, or whatever it is on the different social media platforms, that will then stay in contact with that friend for the rest of life. But like actually in 20, 30, 40, 50 years ago, people would make friends for different seasons and then they would grow apart, and that was natural and that's okay, and they wouldn't stay in contact. They would just have had that season together, and that would be the reason for them being together.
And I think that also social media is a very tricky one when you're starting university, because you have your school friends that might have gone to different places. Most people are posting about what they're doing, and it's very easy to put an image online with the new people you're meeting on a night out or doing some sort of event, which it may be accurate that you're having a great time, but it also may be that like underneath you're missing home or you're struggling with the adjustment. And I think that can be really hard, is seeing what everyone else is doing. And I'd probably actually recommend in your first week taking a little bit of a breather from looking at lots of social media posts, just so you can actually be in touch with how you're finding it and how you're feeling.
I was going to ask you, if you could go back to being 18 before you started university, what like bit of advice would you tell yourself?
Yeah, there's so many things, as the podcast title is, I wish I knew before. I think
you don't have to say them all now. We'll get into some more. What's your initial thoughts?
Yeah, I think one thing is that I think it can be very hard at 16, 17, 18, when you're picking a university course, to know whether it's going to be the right one for you. And I think there can be a sort of process of actually having to try something out to see if it's right. I think that I thought that everyone picks the perfect degree first time. And so I sort of really, really like thought about this decision of what I was going to do. And when I got there, I realized that a lot of people restart university on different courses. A lot of people change university. There's a lot of like switching around once you get there. I mean, some people got 2 weeks in and changed course. I think there is an element of trying something out and seeing if it's right for you. And as you might have guessed from the beginning, I started on an English literature and philosophy degree. And then halfway through, not at the end of my first year when it would have been more convenient, but halfway through my second year, I realised I just wanted to do a philosophy degree. And it was a massive surprise to me. I was always more interested in the English literature than the philosophy.
Prompted you to go to philosophy instead of English literature?
I really didn't enjoy the English literature. I just didn't. And I think it's fine sometimes just to admit to yourself, you're not enjoying it. And when you're not enjoying something, it's really hard to motivate yourself to write those long essays, especially with English literature. You have the additional reading, but also the books. It was a lot of work. I found that joint honours was not 50-50 for what I was doing. I'm sure some universities do it great, and I don't want to say that joint honours is like not something I'd recommend. But for me, my experience was the workload was a lot heavier than people who were doing single honours in the courses that I was doing joint. And I think overall, I felt it would be better for me to focus on one subject, one that I actually enjoyed more, and that ended up being philosophy. But I can't say that before I went to university, I knew that was the right call and I knew that was the right decision. I had to try it first.
I'm really intrigued by how did you get to that conclusion? Because I can understand that you've decided English literature isn't right for you, but then there are so many other courses out there. So how did you end up on philosophy?
So I think it was one of those things where I feel like that was God's path for me. And philosophy just kept creeping in at every stage of school. So my mum was actually a religious studies teacher. So I was always a little bit hesitant because people would ask me like, are you following in her footsteps? Are you going to do this? And I was always like, no, I'm sort of my own person. So I was actually always a little bit hesitant to do exactly what my mum had done. But yeah, for my GCSEs, I needed one more subject. I didn't know what to do. So I thought I'll do religious studies, which included philosophy and ethics. Same issue with my A-levels. I couldn't do textiles in the end, which is what I really wanted to do, and needed another subject. Took religious studies, which included philosophy and ethics.
Do you think that was God prompting you, pushing you down that route?
I think definitely. I also at that point thought I wanted to be a teacher or social worker. So philosophy would have been great for that, but not necessarily on my radar in the same sense. And then as I was looking around university courses, again, thought I wanted to be a teacher or social worker, realised that those courses to go straight into it wasn't right for me, and sort of started looking at other options, and English literature was one that intrigued me. But I just wasn't, something held me back from 100% just doing English literature. And I thought, well, maybe I could combine it with something else. So it was like, I was like, maybe theology or maybe philosophy. And I think I felt comfortable with the sort of half and half English literature and philosophy. Like it was a bit of both, two things I enjoyed. I think I later realised one of the main things I enjoyed about English literature was the philosophy side of it and people being like authors being philosophical in their writing, which then I realised I didn't need to do an English literature degree to do that. I could do that through philosophy. So yeah, I do think it was God kind of prompting me towards that. And now I work in the charity sector. I don't think I could have done a more relevant degree. Like I focused on a lot of the ethics stuff. I did social justice modules. I did a module on climate change, like women's rights. And yeah, looking back, it looks obvious that I should have done this degree. But at the time, I really had no idea.
So when you go back to that place, how did the change in the course impact you?
It was really challenging. Like, I think there was a lot of expectations that I put on myself that I believed I should just carry on. It's only another year and a half. I had seen people change degrees, but I'd never thought I'd be the person to change degrees or that I'd be the person. And as a result, I had to take sort of 9 months out of university before I could restart. And that was difficult. Like my friends were continuing. I didn't know what an extra fourth year would look like. A lot of my friends would have graduated before me. So I had to do a lot of trusting in God that this was the right decision.
And then the extra challenge for you was that you took that break and then COVID hit.
I made this decision over the Christmas holidays. And I think what prompted me was like, I can't do it. I can't go back. Like, this is not what I want to be doing, the joint honours. And then 2 months later, so I had about 2 months to try and adjust this decision. I moved back to Birmingham for a bit, but then just felt a bit distant being in a student town, but not being a student. And I didn't know what else I was meant to be doing. And then COVID hit and it shocked everyone. And pretty much all the students moved back into their family homes because we thought it'd only be temporary. So I was back home with my family. And to be honest, like I was just doing what most other students were doing, which was pretty much nothing because the universities didn't know what to do. I know a lot of my friends' courses just stopped completely. They didn't have to submit assignments and then suddenly had to do one over the summer. But yeah, I think I was just with everyone else trying to work out what the world was doing, spending time with my family. And also this was the time when I started my own blog. And I think having that space with COVID and between my degrees, it meant that I had a bit of space to do a bit of writing. So I set up my own blog, set up my own social media for my blog. And that really got me started on looking into sustainability and climate issues. And this ultimately led me into wanting to go into the charity sector and work on specifically climate change advocacy. So I also think that God gave me that space to sort of strip back my interests and sort of direct my life into actually what I do want to be doing. Because before I took that break from university, I was doing a lot of societies and a lot of hobbies, which were fun at the time, but I wasn't really finding that deep fulfillment in.
You obviously had kind of three experiences of university. Yes. You had the pre-COVID experience, which is probably the more traditional scene. Mm. You go study, but you also have lots of fun and you go partying and join lots of societies. And you had what would be the lockdown experience, yes, of university. And then you'd have had the post-lockdown experience of university. So how were those three experiences different?
They were very different. And I think Phil do feel quite privileged that I got to experience the post university experience post COVID as well, because a lot of my friends didn't get to university, ended on quite a difficult note of still sort of in this lockdown stage where they hadn't visited a university in ages or didn't get a proper graduation. But I also got the pre as well. Things changed a lot. So before COVID, as you said, I would go on nights out, I would go to church, I'd go to the Christian Union. I would sort of the classic university experience, really. But when COVID hit, everything stopped. And I went back home to my family. But in the September, I came back to university to live with my friends during the sort of second and third wave of the pandemic. We lived about 2 minutes walk from the university, but we couldn't go in for our lectures. We had to do everything virtually. So there were six of us in a house, all using the Wi-Fi, all trying to virtually study. It was very intense because we were all there all the time. One issue we did face was the washing up situation, because we didn't have a dishwasher and every meal was eaten at the house with six of us. So things piled up very quickly.
Probably physically the washing up piled up, but I imagine all of the tensions piled up as well.
Yes.
Because when I was thinking about my like university experience and the, you kind of get into a university bubble. If you're in lockdown and you're all in the same house together, or you don't have that opportunity to step away and, yes, remember that there's a bigger world out there than just what's happening in the house. So imagine there was a lot of tensions in the house too.
Yeah, there was. So these girls I lived with are some of my best friends. We're still really good friends, which is a testament to our time in lockdown.
That's good to hear.
But we did have to have house meetings very often. We'd all come together and we felt this was a healthy way to talk about things. And often that was the COVID rules changing so frequently. We decided we all had to be on the same page in order to protect ourselves. I was in my second year, the one I was redoing, and my friends were in their final year. So for them, if they got COVID, that really impacted their ability to write their dissertation and to graduate. So it was a lot at stake. And so we had to constantly discuss the rules. We also had to discuss any issues that come up in the university house. Six girls living together, it is a lot. And I think that's something else. Like, I think that there's always challenges of living with people. It's really not smooth sailing. And as much as you see all the lovely photos and fun times on social media, living with friends, there are always things behind the scenes where you have to sort out issues, because living with other people can be difficult.
I was going to say, you've talked a lot about the challenges, but what have been some of the joyful experiences, yes, like of your time at university?
So my church really kept like me going during lockdown. It was one of the first ones to open back up, I think, because they had enough space to socially distance everyone, which was a very, very weird experience, sat on a chair on your own with a mask on. But yeah, my church was incredible. It was Gash Street in Birmingham. Had an amazing student community. It was really joyful. It was like a big charismatic Anglican church. They put on so much for us. They gave us a meal every week. There was a break during COVID, but they did things online. And the Christian Union was also incredible. That's how I met a lot of my friends in my first year. And yeah, definitely recommend getting involved in any faith stuff, whether you've had a faith before or not. It's a really welcoming environment. I also got to try, as much as I think that I probably overdid it on the societies, I did get to try a lot of sports.
I was thinking about how when I got to university, I remember thinking, now what? Because I had, like, kind of a bit like you talked about, chosen my GCSE subjects, to be ready for my university degree. Go to university and was like, what do I do now? Like, I felt like my whole life had been building up to university. Mm. Now I've been graduating for a decade and I think that's the most serious thought I ever had. But I think there was a lot of pressure on me at that time. So what would you recommend to people to like make it feel less pressured?
I think it's such a tricky one because throughout school, we're always like funneled towards the next thing. And also just to note, university isn't the right thing for everyone. So definitely don't feel pressurized to go to university in the first place. But it's really tough. I think something that helped me was going outside of the student bubble and sort of not making university the end goal in that sense, that it was like, okay, this is also a new city move. So some things I did was I went to a church in the city centre. So I very much left the student campus, the student area every week, twice a week. I also volunteered at an amazing charity called New Begin House. And I worked on their homework club and their kids club. And that was just incredible to actually meet local people from the area. I think a lot of the time there can be tension in university cities because the students aren't necessarily interacting with the locals. And somewhere like Birmingham, there was areas where there's a lot of support needed and students can step in that way because we had that free time.
So you'd definitely recommend that to other people who are considering going to university?
Yeah, I think just step outside the student bubble, realize like it helps you realize that it's not the be all and end all, but also I think it's just something we have to like remember in life, that we need to try not to just always focus on the next thing, because what happens when you leave universe, you're then thinking, oh, what major life milestones. What major milestones are you going to be hitting? It never ends. So at some point you have to sit down with yourself and think, okay, there's a bigger picture to life. And I think being Christian helps with that. There's a bigger picture. It's not always about what milestones you hit.
Well, I was just thinking about also with the milestone pressure, it's almost like you've got to hit this milestone by that particular age. And if you haven't hit it by that age, then you're kind of failing. But the thing with every milestone, apart from maybe age itself, is people hit them at different times. So like, even because I often think to myself, actually, would I have been better off taking a few years out after sixth form and doing university at a later age? Because I remember when I went to do my master's, I actually felt more secure in who I was and making that decision. And I think I would have done better at university if I had done that. But there was that kind of pressure to do it at 18, go straight to university. And I think there's always this challenge of like, you must be about this age, you must have got married, you must have had children, you must have finished a degree, you must have, even when you finish university, there's still that pressure. So actually it's something we can all learn from.
And I think it's that thing where there's not one right way to do life. There's not one right way where you need to do exactly the same as everyone else. And it's the same at university. I don't believe there's one right university experience. And before I went to university, I very much thought the right experience was to go on as many nights out as possible, join as many societies, make as many friends. And I think, like we spoke about earlier, COVID really turned that around, because suddenly you could only see people one-on-one or no one at all, only people in your house, all societies stopped, couldn't go on nights out. And it made me realise that actually, I don't really enjoy clubbing that much. And I would much rather have a night in with some close friends than be on a night out with strangers. And maybe for some people, that is what they enjoy. But we don't all need to do the same thing.
That's so true. I was going to ask, with terms of COVID, was the mental health support provided for students at the time?
I think mental health at university is a very big topic. I think a lot of students have been campaigning on it in the last few years. I think there is always more support needed at university for mental health, and also just across the UK and across the world. University is a very challenging experience mentally. You're trying to juggle new place, learning to be an adult, as well as doing a degree, making friends, and just trying to live. And especially when the degree gets a lot, people need support. And often, I don't think universities do enough.
Well, I'm not sure any of us ever do enough to support other people's mental health. So I think it is a real challenge for everyone and every institution. My penultimate question for you is, what do you wish you knew before you'd gone to university?
I think I wish I knew that there wasn't one right way to university. Everyone has a unique experience, and it's okay to have a unique experience. You don't need to do what your older sibling did or what your friend does. Like, you've got to make it your own and find out what you enjoy and to get the balance between what's right for you, what's healthy, and like also completing your degree. Like, don't forget you're there to complete a degree. I definitely forgot quite a few times.
So to end the interview, what are you grateful for?
What am I grateful for? I think I'm grateful for the friends that I met at university. Even the ones that I met along the way who I'm not as much in contact with anymore, because they supported me through the COVID pandemic, changing part of my degree, which was a really challenging decision, and just university in general. And I've come out with some really lovely friends that are really supportive of what I'm doing. And so I think overall, even though I think that at times I found university challenging, I'm really grateful I had the opportunity for that experience and to study. And yeah, I mean, it's a privilege to be able to be educated at university at the end of the day.
Worth remembering. Thank you so much for joining us. Thanks for listening to Things I Wish I Knew. I know this episode is going to stay with me because I'm thinking about Rebecca's experience of university and how God used her experience to change her way of thinking and shape her life. And I think one of the things with all of these episodes that I keep hearing is about how God comes and be present with us in where we're at. And I think that's something I need to remember. How about you? We'd love to hear how Rebecca's story resonated with you. And why not also tell us if you're facing an experience you wish you knew how to look at differently. It might just be something we can help with. So write to me at jcorcoran@thinkingfaith.org and find more about the theme we've discussed today at thinkingfaith.org. Thank you again for listening, and I hope you'll join me again on Things I Wish I Knew.